broadcast bullies. Famous Frills and Val the Voice. Coaching the culture.
Some do it for show.
They do it for sure. Yeah. The culture coaches.
Yes, 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 yes. We are the culture. The coaches. I'm Coach Frills. Shout out to Coach Val. Val the what? Val the voice. Remember the name. Val the what? Val the voice. Yeah. If you don't remember the name, pull yourself together, homie. You're a grown man. Stop it. Let it play.
Up, jump, DJ No Frills.
Jumps the beatin' up on your feet now. Up, jump the boogie.
Shout out to Harlem. Shout out to Harlem. Block, what's up, Block?
Party and boogish. We gon' party and boogish.
This is my joint.
Party and
the friend is Frills launched his record first. The question is now why, but why? Now let's go.
She wanna order more. Order. She get an order more. Order. She wanna order more. Order. I gotta order more.
Shout out to the fam, Tyler on a check-in.
Up jumps the boogie.
From Bala Kenwood, PA, why not?
R.I.P. Pop Smoke. I ain't from the Bronx, but I'm on my Benny Bronco.
Shout out Valentine. Valentine, Val the voice.
Me and Capo, Savage, Randy, Macho. Ops, no, gon' hope they die slow. Play and get your mind.
I see we got the Bronx on a check-in. DJ Voltron, a legend, what's up?
You just a pawn, boy. Me, I got King's disease. Yeah. Boys can compete with me. I'm too elite, you see.
I'm ladies play.
Don't end up beneath my
Stay tuned, we got that Philly support, Philly section. Philly, we looking good out here, why not?
Tomorrow, way cheek to cheek. Bullets go in and out and out and cheek to cheek. Real hitters that know how to creep.
Shout out to my Puerto Ricans, my Dominicans,
free meat,
the hip hop co creators. We gonna dispel a lot of rumors today. No more rumors. We are the culture. We speak the truth, nothing but the truth, the whole truth, homie.
Black drip on my dark paint.
No frills.
Black forces out the trunk later, along with the pump. Hey, I'm known to wake up neighbors. Pockets on bandman, my clips on drum major. Up jumps the boogie jumps the beat, and up off your feet now. Up jumps the boogie jumps the beat, get up out your seat now. Party and boogish, we gon' party and boogish.
Shiraz Starks, what's up? Shiraz Starks on the check-in.
Gon' party and boogish. She wanna order more, order. She get an order more, order. She wanna order more, order. I gotta order more, order. She wanna boss some more, boss some. I gotta boss some more, boss some. You the baller, y'all, baller, y'all. Living all the stores, all the stores. Up jumps the boogie, we came to get this money. Don't make me bust the boogie. Who shot you? Who shot you?
Outsiders, everything in-house, yeah. 27 mil for the penthouse. Ooh. Long as the count is correct, the shooters won't get sent out. Nah. And I don't live there, it's just a rent out. Gangster, gentleman, but very distinguished. Money that I'm talking might sound like a different language. Hey, man. I ain't going in there unless I can get the gang in. Pardon me, I'm in unless I can get the thing in. Yep. I do what the real do, I see what these pills do. See. Instagram just made it easier to kill, kill. Give them all of the facts, got the 40 under the hoodie and the small on my back. Couldn't leave the block till I finish all of my cracks. Want the baby CLs, he got all of the packs. Yeah,
feel my face.
Make it let a full clip.
Let it
the
play.
Vibe up, we try to party.
Every day I go harder. It's more than life.
Shiraz Starks, West Philly, what's up?
The ice and thicker women.
Shout out to the whole West Philly, Southwest Philly, why not? Let's go.
The Georges.
Again.
Monday.
DJ
No
Frills.
Play. It's more than life than whipping business and charges. It's more than ice and thicker women that's flawless. It's more than life than whipping business and charges.
Your meditation is what you need in order for levitation. Again.
You was the one I wanted. Now when I wake up, my blessings come in abundance.
Again.
How I go from
hey, yo, this is my joint, Shiraz Starks. Now, this is my joint. I wake up to this, yep. I get dressed to this motivational music. We are the culture coaches. We here to motivate you. Shout out to Puerto Rico in the check-in. Marie, I see you.
Intuitive top tier is my intuition. Know when you're lying, I'm gifted, so you're forgiven. Heart of a lion, no chasing, that's not my mission.
Shout out to all my Leos. It's Leo season. Heart of a lion, I'm a Leo. You a Leo, would you like to be a Leo too, Val?
Giving you the blues, we playing and never lose. Investing, never stressing, this with these business.
Money is time, and I ain't in the way to mine.
Every day I go harder. It's
more than life than whipping business and charges. It's more than ice and thicker women that's flow.
It's more than life. It's more than life.
Than charges.
Than being on the gram. Listen to the culture coaches. We gonna get you right.
Every day I go harder. It's more than life than whipping business and charges. It's more than ice and thicker women that's flawless. It's more than life than whipping business and charges.
The broadcast bullies, famous Frills and Val the Voice, coaching the culture.
Hey, yo, the question is not why, but why not? I'm famous Frills from Philadelphia, PA, but I'm worldwide. And this is my brother, my Brody. What's your name, family?
What's good, family? It's your boy Valentine, Val the Voice, Viral Val, and we are the broadcast bullies, the culture coaches, taking over your FM, your AM, your iHeart dials in a city near you. We global, based out of Philly, but we also in your city. And it's your man, Val the Voice. No frills, I want to say, before anything else, I want to congratulate you because looks like you in the gym, man. I don't know, what's, shirts are looking tighter. When I walked up, I saw a whole bunch of ladies outside with signs saying, we waiting for no frills. I had to maneuver my way up inside. They said that they wanted to be coached.
Oh, yes. So. I'm definitely, I'm single and I'm coaching the ladies. Listen, hey, ladies, we're going to have a contest too. Go on a date with the DJ.
Oh,
date
I like
the DJ.
That. Go on
listen,
a date
listen,
with the DJ.
I ain't going to lie, man. I'm about ready to settle down a little bit, man.
Really?
Listen, man. I'm tired of these high mileage cars. I need a new car.
Remember, last week we said sometimes the bodies looks great, but there's a lot of mileage.
Oh, man, there's a lot of mileage. Shout out to Shorty from last week. They said rumor is she's over $1 billion served.
That's right.
Like, company.
That's right.
The CTC has cut the check. We're not saying their names no more.
Listen, I want to thank everybody who's been checking with us and with us with the culture coaches. We got a lot going on this week. Today, we're going to have a very special call in on the Hip Hop Co-Created segment. You know, we like to keep our people educated. And this guy, again, we got another pioneer, somebody who was legendary and pushing the culture forward. That's coming a little later on the Hip Hop Co-Created segment. And, yo, real quick, Frills, I want to congratulate you. I've been seeing you, your segment, part of the show. I'm with the DJ.
Yes.
You're dropping a lot of heat. And I'm going to say it first. You did break that record, the new Joel Santana record.
Let him know.
We had it first up here on the call. He introduced the record to me, and he was spinning it first all over globally. So you know what? We here to push the culture. Shout out to Joel Santana. Maybe we can get him to call in.
Yes, you know what it is, though, man?
Talk to me.
You know,
you're a real DJ. That's what it is.
Yes, but on top of that, man, I don't like in our culture.
Yes.
Instead of complaining, we're going to fix the problem. Yeah. When people get to a certain age, they forget about them. They put them in a doghouse.
That's right.
They send them away for like they seniors. No disrespect to the seniors, because I got an event tonight with the seniors.
Okay.
Philly Support Philly. I do something every month for the seniors.
I know you
They
do.
Come out, they dance, they can party, it's safe, and it's free to get in. It's free 99.
Listen, we got to get, go ahead.
Hold on. In hip-hop, they always want to throw, they say, oh, he's too old, he's an old rapper. No, it's no such thing as old. It's classic.
That's right. It's classic, and you know we play the cool classics. And you know what?
Yes.
It's not, they call me Vintage Val. You know what I'm saying? Because classics always come back every 20 years. You know what I'm saying? So me, I don't get older.
Hold on.
I get colder.
Hold on. What year is that Rolls Royce you got outside?
Man. Let them know.
Is that a 65? Listen,
I don't like to brag. Listen, let them know we got the Philly Support Philly segment coming up.
You are the Philly Support Philly ambassador.
The man who started the brand here
cool
on the Culture
Creator.
Coaches.
Classic.
That's right, the cool creator. Man, we got a lot of names. We're going to have to start licensing out our names. I'm starting to see a lot of people, you know, we got a lot of DNA going out there. No diddy.
But you know something, though? It don't matter. Look, they could try to be us, but they can't be us because it's natural. You know what I mean? We was born and bred for this.
That's right.
Little homie, you was a test tube baby, little homie.
Listen.
Hold up.
And the bread I was in, it's got fat.
Hold on. Lil Raheem, look, you can keep hating on our Instagrams. Well, tell them our Instagram.
So listen, about the Instagram you show?
No, tell them our Instagram.
Our Instagram is at the THEE Culture Coaches. Make sure to follow us at the THEE Culture Coaches. From there, you can follow myself, Viral Val 2.0,
yes.
DJ No Frills.
Yes.
Listen, we got all these great segments coming up. We got new music coming up. And this week, Frills, I'm not going to let you get away. Last week, you left the whole crowd hanging. You had something you wanted to say on the Instagram segment. You was about to get out of promoter. We're going to revisit that.
Yes, that's true.
We're going to revisit
that,
all right? Because sometimes, you know, you be dropping little things and then you don't follow up.
No, listen, that promoter is not right. The way you was treating DJs out here, that's not right.
Well, we're going to talk about it in
the
Instagram.
And don't put some of these DJs on blast. Yeah. You out here DJing for drink tickets and smuts. I'm sorry. Listen. Our show is PG-13. It's Kid Philly mother approved. Listen. But we're going to push it to the edge.
But
Pause,
you know
no
what?
Diddy.
The world needs smuts, too. Look, smuts can change. Look at Amber Rose.
Amber Rose is from Philly. Philly support Philly.
All right. Philly support Philly.
She's from South Philly. She's all right. Half black, half Italian.
Yeah.
Shout out to the Italian market, too.
That's
yo, they got some
gotta
great
take a
deals.
Trip over there.
They got some shout to everybody in the Italian market.
Well, you know, my mom was half Italian. I'm Puerto Rican,
already
and my mom was
know,
half Italian.
Already know. But listen to this
yes,
real
sir.
Quick, right?
I'm listening.
I got to get at this guy, Little Raheem, for hating on us. But listen, homie, if you're going to hate, just add us. I'm
don't
about to
hate.
Play this. Hold on.
Because we great.
But they can't hate on us. We got new music. We come
let's
back.
Go.
I'm going to put this promoter on blast. Let's go.
Let's
we
go.
We are the culture.
The broadcast bullies. Famous Frills and Val the Voice. Coaching tell, the culture.
Tell, cartel. Drop so much work and make New York shit. That AP so icy, call it the North Face. We ain't tripping North haters. We all hate. 20K on the drip, that's on the North day. I never lacked your cracker, back to black metal. It's a cold world when start the backpedal. Caden Clark with the rock, they say I'm stat stuffing. And I tell her I owe her nothing. Going
DJ
up
no
up and start, till they threw me out. Now we at the booby trap, they got they out. Take that. Get a bag, yo. Got a dope connection and a coke connection. We exposed the press.
Famous Frills, DJ No Frills. I can't front. This is my joint right here.
No
but who had the hottest verse? Let us know. So, who had the hottest verse? Let the coaches know who had the hottest verse. Was it Remy or was it Joe? I'm going to say Remy, though. I'm going to keep it real. Remy, pull yourself together. Stop the violence.
They say I shot my friend over a band. And imagine what I do to a that I can't stand. Right now I'm on the edge, so don't push me. Need my suck so bad,
let
but I got
play.
Good.
My
God, your life is a two-beat. Do it look like I got left or bad and bougie? I'm about to call my favorite eater. He really a foodie, and I'm a badass, so boozy. Drop 13K on his boot sheet, so jigger. You was a bird, now you just an ex. So Twitter, heard she made him block me on the gram. Go figure, only love me more than my yo. I got the Cuban on Cuban, my gorilla. Ever since crack to her on, she a dope dealer. And I'm toxic, but I cook good and I look good and I got good goodbye.
The broadcast bullies, Famous Frills and Val the Voice, coaching the culture.
Hey, yo, summer. Time. Hey, yo, shout out to that record because they sampled Summertime by Will Smith and Jazzy Jeff. I am from Philly, and I love Philly, and I started Philly Support Philly. Who cares, right? I care. You know what I really care about?
What
that promoter.
About?
The talk promoter that's
put
not taking
blast.
Care of the DJs, right? How you charging 50 at the door, 200 for VIP, but you only want to pay me. You only want to pay me $150.
No, that's not
going to
happen.
My G. $150?
That's not going to happen. You're a brand.
I didn't do it.
You
no,
better
I
not
didn't
do it.
It. But
you
no, he hit me up. I couldn't believe it.
Are
listen,
you,
the disrespect out here
yeah.
that these promoters, the way they are treating the DJs,
what?
It's
know,
crazy. And they overcharging a party goer.
Yeah. Okay. No, I totally agree
with
you.
They don't even come with
you.
A bottle. Like, what's going on?
Listen,
wow.
back
you're
in the day when I was a promoter, if you spend the right price, you might get a bottle and a model. Holla. You might just get a bottle and a model.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? But you had to pay the ticket. You know what I'm saying? So, listen, you know, you're absolutely right. A lot of these promoters out here, they on. But listen, at the end of the day, and I said this last week, and we're going to get into this.
Yes.
I said this last week, right? You have to be, and like yourself, right? You're a brand. You're the Philly Support Philly ambassador.
Yes.
Right? You got a long track record, lots of history in the game, right? Especially in Philadelphia, you're the man with the
two
plan.
And a half decades.
That's right.
Only.
So people who have, there's a difference. I said it before, I'm going to say it again. I'm going to keep it light, though. There's a difference between a DJ and a brand, right? DJs play records. Brands bring something to the table,
yes.
right? People come out for DJ No Frills. People come out for Tony Touch. People come out for Frankie Cutlass, right? They can fill their name gets people in the door.
That's
so
a fact.
That's what you have to work on as a DJ. Stop. You know, we live in an AI age where you could just play music. Listen, is the DJ really necessary? Maybe not. But is the brand necessary? Maybe
yes.
so. A person who can sell out, you know, a person who can get 100 people at the door, a person who's putting out records, who's building his brand, a person who is building his image, that person is worth value. I always say in order to be valuable, First, you got to create the value. If a person is not paying you what you're asking for, it's because he doesn't see the value in you, and that's your fault.
That's
step your game up, and you'll get the price that you deserve.
Hey, coach, I want to say
get what you deserve.
Hey, coach, I want to say, man, that was a great tip. Pause, no ditty. That was a great tip because a lot of people, right in this day and time, they think they're just hot because they get 1,000 likes.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
But absolutely.
What was you doing?
And their DJ game really sucks.
Yeah, but I'm not talking about DJs in general. I mean, in this day and time, you could be whoever you want online.
That's
you could
right.
be an engineer. You could be a workout artist. Well,
can
expert.
I tell you something?
What's that?
There's pets that got 1 million views, so you're not that important. I follow pages with dogs, with puppies that got 1 million, 2 million views. So you're not that important, homie. Like, I'm going to say what Frill says. Little homie.
Little homie.
You're not that important. Listen, man, I like working with Frills because I get a lot of new. I got my own lingo, but I get some new Philly lingo. I get some new Frills
exclusives.
Man,
listen, we family. They don't understand that, man. I got 2.5 decades in the game. You got like 7 decades, even though you look
good.
Like you're 21.
It's so good.
Yo, hold on. Shout out to my cancers, right? It's cancer season,
right? Cancer. I'm a Cancer.
You're a Cancer.
Some of the greatest minds of all time are Cancers.
That's true. What you do for your birthday?
I kept it close with the family, my brothers, my sister-in-law, stuff like that. Ever since tomorrow, you know, it's not about me, but tomorrow makes a year my dad passed away. So with that being said, I try to keep my birthdays and everything like that.
Yes.
I really try. I've learned, ever since COVID, I've learned what's really important. So I'm not out there partying. I might get up with my people later, but I try to spend the important moments with my family. But with that being said, let's get into this Philly Support Philly segment, right? You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I could talk forever. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to do that. So listen.
We get paid to talk.
That's true. We get paid to talk.
We got a Rolls Royce to talk.
It's all good. We need a new one. But listen, Philly Support Philly. First thing. I'm going to let you lead on Philly Support Philly. What's going on in Philly? I do got something I want to talk about. But and then we got to get into this big, where we are sponsors of the Hip Hop in the Park that's going on August 10th. We'll talk about that. What's going on in Philly, man?
It's just Philly is doing great right now. I just want to shout out to every section of the city. Like I said, like the 9th Street Market. If you're not from Philadelphia, you got to go to 9th Street Market, man, because you can go down there. This AKA the Italian Market. You can go get some fresh fruits, some fresh veggies. Just get out and walk. You know, with social media
some
now,
penne like, alla vacca.
Yeah, you can get that too down there. You can get some other stuff I can say on air, but it's none of my business. Yeah, this is a no judgment zone. But
I
just
want to
shout out. I just was down at the 9th Street Market. And I got a bunch of fruits and vegetables, and it was actually organic, and I didn't get overcharged. So far as Philly Support Philly, that's what I want to say. I want to shout out to all the businesses all around the city. I want to shout out to all the entrepreneurs, all the restaurants, nobody in particular. I just want to say, yo, and shout out to the team, my team at WWDBAM Talk 860. Like, hey, yo, shout out to the boy. Shout out to the boy, Tyler. You know what I mean? For making this sound good and making this official. That's Philly Support Philly.
Yes,
listen,
sir.
Listen, this Philly Support Philly. You got to pay an engineer like that if you want to sound like this.
That's
you still
right.
won't sound like this, but pull yourself together. What's
do
next?
Remember,
shout out to Tyler.
Listen, do remember we also play on Fridays on iHeartRadio also.
Oh, yes.
So we
My
will
fault.
shout out to our people on
FM Radio too.
IR Radio, FM Radio.
We are syndicated.
That's right.
We have
well
syndicated.
And we're working on some new syndicators, so shout out to everybody.
Yes.
So I just want to take a moment to send my condolences to the bicyclist. I'm going to read this really quick. Her name was Barbara Freitas. I don't know if she was Latina. I don't know if Italian. 30 years old, who's originally from Colorado, but was struck today. She was struck and killed by a speeding driver yesterday, Center City. The guy was speeding. She was on her bike. So I just want to, you know, my condolences out to her. We do have a heart here up at the Culture Coaches, right?
Yes.
And bicyclists, man, be careful. People are on their people are text messaging. It's not just in Philly, it's all over. But, you know, Philly's a big, busy city. So be careful. And people behind the wheel, man, take it easy, man. There's bicyclists. There's people out here driving. I know No Frills had a personal friend who was struck by a car.
Yes.
I don't know if it was last year we spoke about it.
I had two friends struck by a car. Hold on, you know what's crazy? I had two friends that died from vehicular homicide. One was just crossing
That's
the
sad.
Street. And the other one, somebody just jumped the curb and killed them.
That's horrible.
And you know what's crazy? Today I almost was in an accident.
Be careful, no frills.
Somebody,
the world needs you, man.
No, it ain't me. It's them. People just driving through. People don't really care about life no more. I don't know what's going on here. I don't want to take out the church because I'm not the Martin Luther King of this mixtape-ish, of this music-ish.
Listen.
But
I got you, brother.
You know what I'm saying?
You're right, man. You know, condolences to all the people who have lost their lives in those type of accidents. My best friend who runs Puerto Rican Flags up out of the Bronx, his godfather, about a couple of weeks ago, he was 80 years old. He was walking and he got struck by a vehicle and passed away. So just be careful out there. Philly, support Philly, man. What we can say is be careful on these bicycle routes, man. You know, stay off of the phones while you're driving. I'm going to leave it there. Okay, I'm going to leave it there. But I do want to mention, it is Philly Support Philly, August 10th, Hip Hop Out in the Park by Tame Arts. They're going to have DJ Tony Touch spinning, Large Professor spinning, JS1 spinning. It's going to be like an old school hip hop jam that they used to do back in the days.
Shout out DJ Too Tough from the Tough Crew.
Yeah, a lot of vendors are going to be in the house too.
Reef so the Law's Cars will be out there. Shout out Reef, Del P.
So we're going to give you more info on that. Okay, in the next coming week. So that is August 8th. And we're actually going to have them come up to the studio. They're going to talk to us about what they've done. This is the fourth year that they do Hip Hop in the Park.
Yes.
This is our first year that we're going to be venturing and partnering with them as a media sponsor. And hopefully this is a great relationship that can grow. Shout out to my man, Chris, who's putting this whole thing together. Shout out to Chris. Snipes, who's putting this whole thing together. That is August 10th. I'm working on my man Crazy Legs to come down and be part of the event too. So with that being said, man, that is our Philly Support Philly. Let's get into some music, No Frills. Any last words?
Hey, yo, the question is not why, but why not? Listen, we launched records over here. Shout out to Rock Nation. Myth Bleak, let's go. We are the culture. The culture coaches.
The broadcast bullies. Famous Frills and Val the Voice. Coaching the culture.
DJ No Frills.
When that cross come out, you know the boss is out. Smell that raw in the air, the butter.
Let it play.
Bands up, bands up. You put them hands down. You foul if you eatin' and never put your man down. That do say hit your system, you know that it's man down. It's Brooklyn, you can't catch us with our pants down. Slippin' never. Blizzle back, he better. Her top is good, then you tell her she should keep her head up. I was on that show, on that. Spots get wet up, and you ain't a boss. Ain't a boss, just because you got your brand up. You ain't living that life, touching out daily, flying out nights, sipping that Douce with no ice, telling them realtors they your price. I had that residue all in my resident. Now I'll be flying out like I'm the president. Anywhere I land now, it's relevant. Look at my passport, that be the evidence. I do the shit that these talk about. I'm with the jury they bought.
We are the culture, really the culture coaches, like Vow the Voice, Famous Frills. Really from the relaunching records over here, homie. Sheets. Myth Bleak, gang. Rock Nation.
Big bank and playing role.
Big D, what's up? Pause for idiots.
I've been outside running up in the scope. Running up bands, 100 bands on the wrist, 100 racks on the floor, yeah. And she gon' touch her toes for it, work the pole for it, yeah. Bless her soul for it, upgrade to a foreign. But usually it don't be on the nonsense.
Some do it for show, they do it for sure. The culture coaches.
Don't get used to me, cause I don't get no
Blizz back, just give me a sec. Ace Brute or that Demi Sec. Showing jewels, that's a mini flex. These actors ain't win Emmys yet. Bossed up on my peers, Duke. Left all them in the rear view. Bleak ball in them red bottoms or a fresh pair of them ears too. Could see me with smart frames. You wouldn't draw guns in art class. You wasn't getting money in board games. You never seen no real cash. Talking loud and all reckless. Nothing to check on for my checklist. I did more than expected. You did what we expected. Just hated the greatest, debated the latest. You know for a fact that I'm one of your favorite. Since I came out, I've been underrated. Big homie, I tell you I'm nothing to play with. For you, I buckle you. The pressure build up, I don't buckle my. Trust me, the places I hustle my. You wouldn't spin or cut through my. Put a on Front Street. Let the wolves know that he lunched me. Let them all eat cause they hungry. Got my feet up in the game, I'm comfy. And I never been the one that stole style. Ain't the type of you can hold down. Boys ride around with my pole.
The broadcast
now.
Bullies. Famous Frills and Val the Voice. Coaching the culture.
Yes, it's too easy. Money bag, yo. Glorilla. Is it over for Glorilla? Let us know. We are the culture. Let's go.
DJ No
don't
Frills.
Leave me alone, don't text my phone. It is what it is, I'm on what you on.
My, he ain't sh. Boy ain't good for number. Plodging like you wish on. Boy, you with that.
What? Asking me about in the city that she think on. Looked it in her eyes before I lie. I'd rather tell her nothing.
Ozzy ain't got sh to say now, huh, dumb.
I'd rather tell her nothing, smirking in her face.
What the f? pun.
Then I say change the subject, let me know right now. What if it ain't no future us? Why? Cause one too close to zero, gotta keep me some on touch. She like, you do too much. So I reply, you don't do enough. Even when we be into it, I can still pull up and walking straight up out the house. You say I never hug and kiss you. Trying to see me every weekend. Why? Damn, I need space to miss you. Know I love you, bae. Our problems go away when my dick in you. When I call myself trying to do shit right here, go another issue. My I don't give a fuck about none of this shit. Leave me alone, don't text my phone. It is what it is, I'm on what you on.
My he ain't sh- boy ain't good for numbers. Plodging like you wish on. Boy, you with that all that telling folks I'm crazy. Tell them how you got me f***ed up. Your mom ain't got no daughters. Boy, you ain't the brother. Then you told me that you knew the she ain't safe. Oh, cheating, toxic. Good mother.
Hey, Joe.
With my man today. Back outside tomorrow. Yeah. I'll be done with him today. Then be at his house tomorrow.
Mommy.
I'll be busting out the windows. Got him switching up his cars. He won't find shit in my phone but them little pictures of his car. Constant bringing up my ex and he must want me to go back. Huh? I could really pop my shit for real, but I don't think he know that.
He ain't know that.
Cut that off good to show him that I'm on it. And he'll never, ever, 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 ever get his back on the gun.
Mom, baby. I don't give a fuck about
the broadcast bullies, famous frills and Val the Voice, coaching the culture.
Hopped out the storm, these beats was
me. Famous frills, I'm launching records. NYC, baby Paul, what's up?
Got a full pump of things that said we was. So we put on for times they said we does this.
Feel the friction, fusing the fission. Yeah, this shit really got him addicted. We on a mission, we getting it going. Starting the party, the really flowing. We them the dude, we hop on the scene like, know how I be like. Living that free life, why you hating on the sentence? Sorry, little shorty, that you got offended.
Go off a lot. It's way too loud in here, so we won't talk a lot. 808, some came in, we gon' bump a lot. And when they ask about how say we go off a lot.
Bust down on the mineral, shaking the camera just like an animal, spitting the flammable. Been through the phases, man, I hold the door. My life a movie and they in the cinema. Blowing my jacket, she wanna get in.
Some do it for show, they do it for sure. The Culture Coaches.
Yes, sir, yes, sir. We are the Culture Coaches. I'm your boy, Viral Val, the broadcast Billy, with my Brody, my homie, my ace. Famous Frills, talk to them.
Affirmative, 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 affirmative.
Listen, can you tell some of the people about this heat you've been playing? I'm hearing new records. I'm hearing some new heat.
Yeah.
Let them know
so
that
the new
record.
So, you know, we launch records over here. Famous
Starks, what
if
up?
If you ain't with the DJ, who you with? That was Shiraz Starks. That was a group. I can't never pronounce their name. Their name is... Y'all got to pick some better names, but that was produced by Baby Paul, the last record.
Oh, shout out to the homie,
it's
Baby
called,
Paul.
It's called Go Off, man. It's called
That's
Go
Off.
That's
family right there.
Other one was Moneybag Yo and Glorilla. A lot of people been hating on Glorilla.
Why?
That's why. I don't know.
You're
I don't
a DJ,
know.
Why they hating on him? I
don't
like
know.
The
listen,
music is good.
Listen, I like the music, me personally, but a lot of people, they say certain things. That's why I ask the public, what do they think? Because everything I say ain't law. That's another thing, y'all DJs. Let me give y'all a tip. Everything you say and play ain't the law. Just because you say it's the best, that don't mean it's the best. Because you could promote something to be the best, and it's not really the best. But I can tell you one thing.
Yes, sir.
We are the culture coaches.
And we are the blessed.
The blessed.
And with that being said, listen, we're about to get a very important call in a couple of minutes, but I just want to segue it into, man. The hip-hop co-creators, I want to thank them for giving me this dope shirt. Today I'm on my hip-hop co-creators-ish, you know what I mean? I'm going to take some pictures, do a nice drop of them and shout them out. There's a lot going on in the world of at hip-hop co-creators.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Today they put up some great content. Make sure to follow them at the hip-hop co-creators. Again, they partnered, they ventured with the show, and the goal of that page is to highlight New York Ricans and Puerto Ricans who are instrumental in the early origins of hip-hop. There's a lot that's been going on. There's a lot of stuff that's been said that, in my personal opinion, is definitely not true. And at the Hip-Hop Co-Creators page provides the receipts, okay? And again,
facts.
It's not about... Let me just make it clear to all my brothers out there, too, right?
Let them know.
Blacks and Puerto Ricans are one. We got... I'm Puerto Rican. We got African blood. We got Taino blood, right? We got Spaniard blood. We won. So we're trying to bridge the gap. Shout out to... You know what? We got to play some of that new... This dope. Pete Rock and Common.
Yes.
The Auditorium. And shout out to Pete Rock of Jamaican descent. He's been chiming in on the page. They've been getting a lot of legends, man, who've been chiming in on the page, man. And they've been chiming in on the page. They've been... adding their points of view. They've been talking about diversity in hip hop. Listen, hip hop has always been about uniting people.
Uniting people.
Uniting people.
All races.
Uniting the culture. And you know what? Early on in the game, yeah, there was probably some differences, but I believe that hip hop was the bridge, the gap, that bridged the gap, was the catalyst that bridged the gap between Puerto Ricans, blacks, Jamaicans. And you know, it's all about unity. If you're not about unity in the community, then you're just a fool to me.
I agree with you.
And that's me getting my bar. That was my little 16 bars.
Hey, yo, you rap now?
A little bit. I could drop a little something.
Hold on. Now, we get an exclusive.
I wrap my hands around them $100 bills, dollar bills.
Oh,
y'all.
Yeah, I see. Yeah, you got the 1965 Rolls Royce.
So then it's a classic like me.
It's a cool. But no, listen, that's what I'm saying.
Also,
I got a Chrysler Cordova. Don't laugh at me. Go ahead.
It's all good. Listen, also, do remember that the PRS Fest is coming up August 31st.
We will be there.
By the homie Crazy Legs putting it together.
The legend.
Right, the legendary
from Beach
Crazy
Street.
Legs. Listen, they have a lot going on, man. Melly Mel, the Jungle Brothers. This is August 31st at Hinchcliffe Stadium out in Paterson, New Jersey.
Yes, we will be in the building.
We are media sponsors of that. There's a lot going on. They got iDestroy. Shout out to iDestroy. Shout out to our people on Sirius FM. Shout out to Sirius Satellite. Shout out to everybody that's going to be in the building, man. Going to be a lot of legends there in the building, man. iDestroy will be hosting it. We're going to be there. Again, man, Big Daddy Kane is going to be there. There's going to be a State of the Union address from the 1KRS himself. And you will also be able to see the original DJ equipment that DJ Herc DJ Kool Herc.
From Jamaica.
Hold on, let me say it right. DJ Kool Herc, the legendary. But you know, son, before we chime in, I found out some news today on the Hip Hop Co-Creators page.
What's that?
I found out there was a DJ named DJ Mario, who was one of the founding fathers.
I know about Mario.
But do you know that his partner was Puerto Rican, DJ Tex Hollywood?
Wow.
He's left out of a lot of conversations, too.
They tried to erase both of their history.
Yeah, they're trying to. But you know what?
But listen.
That's what the Hip Hop Co-Creators is about. That's what the Culture Coaches is about. We teach you about the coaches, no vultures. And that's what we do up here, no friends.
Yes. The question is not why, but why not? And like you said earlier, that's what I like. Pete Rock.
Yeah.
Pete Rock and Common has made an incredible project.
Oh,
Who cares?
Listen,
I don't know their ages. Somebody said Pete Rock. I'm not even going to say that man's age, but it don't matter. It's great music.
It don't matter, you know what's funny?
Somebody said it's putting pressure on Nas and DJ Premier in a fun way because the DJ and the artist teamed up and they made a great project. I mean, it's good music.
Legendary. Legendary hip hop and definitely some competition in hip hop has always been part of the game, right? So some friendly competitiveness, some friendly competition is never wrong in my opinion. That will help,
That's the basis of hip hop. And nobody lost their life.
That's right. So listen, no frills. Let's get into some music and we'll be back. It's your boy Val, the Voice, the Culture Coaches.
But hold up,
before
we get into this music, right? I want to ask you.
Ask me.
Coming up.
Yeah.
And Brooklyn.
Yes, sir.
What were some of the most famous Puerto Rican artists that inspired you?
Puerto Rican artists from Brooklyn or just artists in general?
From New York in general.
Okay, when it came to bars, I'm not going to lie. You know, I was a Big Daddy Kane fan. Big Daddy Kane was one of the original ones with all the swag and with all the, you know. He was like the full package of artists. You know, he had his... He had the ladies, he dressed right, and he had the bars. You understand what I'm saying? So he was undeniable. Of course, Biggie, you know, Wu-Tang, if we're going to go back 90s, but you know, even early on, Rakim, all of the great lyricists, you know, one of my favorites even to today is KRS-One, because KRS-One was a little different. But listen,
we got a call? I think we got a special caller.
Okay, we've been waiting for this call. Hip Hop Co-Creators, send him in.
I think so.
Hello, this is the Culture Coaches. Who's on the phone? Who's on the line?
It's Mr. Puerto Rico, Frankie Cutler.
Oh, wait a minute. Let me introduce this right. Hold on a second. We got to bring this back. Let me reintroduce this right. So, ladies and gentlemen, you know, we do the Hip Hop Hope Creators page on here. We venture with them, right? And today we have a legendary calling figure. In the 90s, in the late 80s and the early 90s, there wasn't too many figures in the game who was pushing the flag forward for the Latino and New York Rican brothers out there. But the brother who's on the line today, he is a trailblazer. He is a pioneer. DJ Frankie Cutlass is on the line. Frankie, how are you, man? Thank you for calling in. And say what's up to my partner, Famous Frills, also.
What's up? Salute, fellas. How are you, man?
Salute, salute. Peace, peace,
good,
peace.
Good, man. Thank you for calling in, man. We appreciate your time. And, we, you know, up here on the Culture Coaches, right, this is an educational show. We talk about a lot of different things. And one of the segments we have ventured with the Hip Hop Co-Creators pages, which is a great page, and they're always pushing the early origins and the New York Ricans who were involved. And you're always on that page. They give you a lot of credit for everything that you have done from, you know, from the early on, like from Boricuas on the set. And even a lot of people credit you for introducing Fat Joe to the game, because a lot of people didn't know him at that time. So when I'm in the realms, that's an exclusive. A lot of people do credit you for introducing him, introducing DJ Doo-Wop to a lot of people who didn't know, right? So we want to thank you for that. Also, the legendary records that you put out, Puerto Rico Ho. Also, the Politics and BS album that you put out with all those great bangers, Sadat X, Biz Markie, everybody who was on those records. Tell us a little bit of what inspired you as a New York Rican, as a Boricua, as a Latino, to get in the game.
Just being young, playing outside and looking across the street at some of the DJs that, you know, were playing back in the late 70s.
Okay.
DJ Dollar Bill.
Okay.
Just to name a few, you know, Jazzy J.
Shout out to Jazzy J.
You know, some of these early DJs and just hearing them play and play some of those classic hip breakbeats. It started with breakbeats.
That's right.
So a lot of those breakbeats really, like, and, you know, did something to me. And I was just like, wow, man, you know, like, I love what I'm hearing. And from that, my brother also became a DJ, man. He rest in peace. Tito. And you know, he was also a DJ, you know, not really worldwide known, but he was, you know, locally in the neighborhood, you know, people knew who he was. So that also inspired me to, you know, love the music, you know?
Well, you carried the torch for him. May he rest in peace, but you carried the torch. Well, I'm sure he would be extremely proud of you and the imprint that you made today, not just in music, but also in pushing the Boricua culture forward in hip hop. You know, I believe that we don't get as much credit as we deserve. That's another conversation. But thankfully, due to people like yourself who have been carrying the flag and all the other great brothers who've been carrying the flag for us, you know, the legacy will never die. I'm going to pass it over to DJ No Frills. Okay, he's a DJ, so I know he's got some DJ questions for you. Frills, talk to the man. Frankie Cutlass is on the line.
Yo, Frankie Cutlass, what's up? This is Famous Frills, DJ No Frills, Famous Frills, DJ No Frills, Famous Frills, DJ No Frills, right? Listen, right? Yeah. As a DJ, I'm black, but you know what I mean? My neighborhood, my best friend was Puerto Rican, so it used to make me feel some type of way. In a great way to play, rest in peace to my brother too. He's not here right now. But anyway, Puerto Rico, that record, how did you come up with that joint? Because listen, even as a young boy, when I was at parties, whether it was black, Puerto Rican, Jamaican, white, people loved that record. As soon as they hear it, what made you come up with that joint?
And really quick, No Frills, this is the 30th anniversary of that record. I just want to say that. Go ahead.
Yeah, so we're celebrating 30 years of Puerto Rico. So just to take it a little back, I was part of a genre that a lot of Hispanics, and actually we took the credit for creating the genre as well. It was called freestyle music.
Freestyle,
right?
Yes.
And back in 1980s, you know, there's, you know, people like Shannon, Lisa's involved, you know what I'm saying, with that genre called freestyle music, right? Sabatello being the godfather, Sabatello from Fever Records, you know. Right. And so I started with that music back in 1985, 1986. Moving forward to like 1992, 93, we took a big hit in New York City where, you know, like stations like Hot 97 used to play it like 24/7 days a week, and then decided they didn't want to play the genre no more, and that's when they switched over to hip hop. They gave Funkmaster Flex a time slot there, switch the programming and turn it into a hip hop R&B station.
Right.
And I started with that genre, and then I saw myself not going anywhere, and I was just like, okay, what's going on? You know, like, what am I going to do next? Because that genre is not working right now. You know what I'm saying? So what I ended up doing was I ended up putting my, you know, my street skill, you know, I love hip hop. So I was just like, yo, I want to do something. And believe it or not, this is a true story. In my mind, I'm saying I want to do something that's going to create a buzz for all the Puerto Ricans in hip hop. That was what I was thinking in back in 1994 when I created Puerto Rico.
You were ahead
of
your time.
And I was in my room. Yeah, I was in my room and I was like, I want to, because and this is not just, I'm not capping right now or thinking I'm saying this because of what's going on, the situation with this whole thing with the blacks and the Puerto Ricans.
Right.
Back then in 1994, in my mind, I was saying, I want to let not only the music business know, but also my brothers in hip hop know that Puerto Ricans were here from day one. I swear to everything I love. Right. That was my mentality. I swear to everything I love. So I was listening to this mixtape by Grand Wizard Theodore.
Okay.
Right? It was called it was 1982 Convention. And on that mixtape, I believe it was the Cold Crush Brothers and the Fantastic Five were doing like a little battle or something like that in that aspect. And there was a part where now that we just found out that the voice behind the Puerto Rico record was Master Rob and Waterbed Kev.
Wow.
They screened out. Apparently what Master Rob said was that he saw a bunch of Puerto Ricans walk in and he saw a bunch of Puerto Ricans walking while he was rapping, and he yelled out, Puerto Rico! And,
yeah.
And
Hold on, deep. Puerto Ricans run deep.
Hold on. Not to stop your wisdom. This is the Culture Coaches, Vow the Voice and DJ No Frills. Yo, that story is so dope because I could picture it happening.
True.
And for it to happen, and it was organic. And that's why the energy of the record sounds so dope. When he say Puerto Rico, you can feel it in your spirit. It's like, wow, the Puerto Ricans is walking in. Yo, that's dope. Not to cut your wisdom off, but I had to salute you on that, man. That's just a great story. Keep going.
So Master Rob, according to Master Rob, he was rapping, and then he saw a bunch of Puerto Ricans walk in. And out of respect to the Puerto Ricans walking into the center, I believe it was the center somewhere, he said, Puerto Rico!
Yes,
and
sir.
Kev said, ho! You know what I'm saying? Because he saw the Puerto Ricans walking.
Right.
I heard that on the mixtape. I always heard that but never thought of it until I wanted to create this first hip-hop record, right? So when I was listening to it during that week that I was, you know, when I began to create Puerto Rico, and I said, oh, man, I got to take that. I got to loop that. And that's almost sort of like a call response type of record. Like I want people to when I say Puerto Rico, I want the people.
It's
to say,
an anthem.
Oh,
you created an anthem.
Like an anthem, right? So I looped it, kept looping. I remember doing it in my room. It was on my SP-1200 sampling machine, and I looped it. Then I went and got James Brown's. I forgot the name of the record. The James Brown record. I believe it was Soul Club. Was it Soul Club? I believe. I'm not too sure. And, you know, I took the bass, and I started taking little break beats here and there and created the song Puerto Rico. And I remember creating it, took it to a label called Move Records. Mm. The guy used to own Sleeping Bag and Fresh Records by the name of Will Sokol.
You're giving them a history lesson, Frankie. Go ahead.
Yes.
Yeah. So, you know, I took it home. He was like, man, you know, this sounds pretty cool. He was like, you want me to pull it out? I said, I would love to. He was just like, all right, cool, let's do that. What you want me to name the label? And I said, all right, you know, I don't know, you know, he was trying to probably, you know, game me or whatever and make me feel good. I was young. I was trying to get on. So I said, call it Hoodie Records.
Yeah.
So he ended up calling Hoodie Records. Yeah. And,
meanwhile, that should have been a label deal with a check.
Right.
What we don't know back then is that should have been a label deal that should have came with $1 million check. Listen, Frankie, I want to ask you a question, then we're going to get into this record, your classic record, because I don't want to hold you too long. So listen, today, I see everything you're doing. It's funny because you said you had originally started with the freestyle music, transitioned into the hip hop music, but now I see like you're one of the heads of the whole freestyle movement again that's reoccurring. I see everything that you're doing online. I see all the boat parties. Tell me what transitioned you back and all this new reemergence of freestyle.
So what ended up happening was that I was about six, seven years ago, you know, I don't know if you guys know this, but DJ Khaled, he sampled one of my songs.
I do know it. Yes.
For,
Drake.
Acanelli. Right.
Yeah.
Well, right. It was a DJ Khaled and Drake record called For Free. They sampled one of my songs that I've done for Akineli called FU for Free. So
yes.
I bumped into Cali during that time, and DJ Cali was like, yo, Frank, man, you did that song FU for Free. I said, yeah, I did that. I produced that. So he was like, yo.
Hold on. You produced FU for Free with Akineli?
Yeah.
Whoa.
I never knew that.
And I'm a person who.
I did Music Makes Me High by the Lost Boys.
Wow.
I worked with so many records. I did Shake What Your Mama Gave You.
That's right.
That's another classic.
I did Cutting Ranks, Where Did Mind the Hip Hop remix to that.
Wow.
There's so many records. I can't even remember. I did the, of course, and everybody just found out that I was the one behind the Notorious B.I.G. and Luke record called Bust a Nut.
That's crazy.
Later on,
what?
There.
Exclusive.
We got to do. Go ahead, finish. I'm sorry.
So Bust a Nut later on was licensed by Diddy, and they did it for the Born Again album, Born Again of Notorious B.I.G. album with Too Short. You know what I'm saying?
Wow. So, yeah. Well, listen, man, your resume is extensive. Thank you for letting people know you're extensive. I want to eventually, we had interviewed years and years ago. I was at another station out in New York in the Bronx. So thank you for interviewing with us again. And listen, I definitely want to get it in. We're going to work on doing an in-studio series when we're back in New York, because right now we're based out of Philly.
To.
We're global.
We have to.
But we do some shows out of Times Square. So I would love to have you come down and we'll do an in-depth studio series. Listen,
absolutely,
I appreciate your time. Famous Fruits, you got any last words before we get into this record?
Listen, I don't even have no words. We're going to let the music speak. Listen, I ain't trying to go platinum. I want Frankie to go platinum. Let it play. I got you. We the culture.
Frankie, thank you for the calling.
The Broadcast Bullies. Famous Frills and Val the Voice. Coaching the culture.
DJ No Frills. DJ No Frills.
Let it play. God.
Some do it for show, they do it for sure. The Culture Coaches. Some do it for show, they do it for sure. The Culture Coaches.
Yes. Yes, we are back. Yes, we are the Culture Coaches. I'm not Puerto Rican. I am Black, African-American. Actually, I'm Indian,
it's
but
so
that's a whole
good.
Episode. Hold on. But Puerto Rico is my joint.
Yeah.
Yo, I loved that record as a kid, as a DJ coming up. If you wasn't playing that record in a club, I don't care if you was in a Black club, a white club, Puerto Rico was played, and everybody was hyped when it came on.
You know what I appreciate? Absolutely, man. You know what I appreciate? Because I pride myself on knowing a lot of hip-hop history.
Yes.
But, you know, there's so much out there. That was my joint. I did not know that he did Akineli, F Me For
me
Free.
Either.
And a lot of people don't know that he reemerged. He was doing a lot of stuff, but he reemerged. Drake reused that record. He reused the record, DJ Khaled. He redid that record, Drake, for Akineli. And they used.
Yeah, that For Free. Now I get it.
They used Frankie Cutlass's joint. That's why he's driving the big Bentley. That's why he got the plaques on the wall.
Yes.
That's why he got the big house.
Is that how you got your Rolls Royce,
yeah,
too?
Yeah, you know.
Did he give you some money?
Well,
Puerto
I did
Rican
some licensing
brothers. I know y'all
deals.
Stick together.
But no, listen, that was great, man. And what I really appreciate that, and yeah. I want to shout out to my people at the Hip Hop Co-Creators for putting together these segments with us, with their people.
Right.
But I really like the fact that we can educate. One thing that we
yes.
can educate our audience. And listen to some of the records. He's a Puerto Rican producer who produced for so many prominent. Biggie.
Yes.
Sadat X. Biz Markie. He produced for so many prominent Black artists. And that's what it's about, the unity. It's
yes.
not like they
that's
said, you know what?
Was about, though.
He's Puerto Rican. We're not going to use his beat. It was never like that. And I'm glad
yes.
he cleared the record about the unity and everything like that. But no frills, man. Great questions. With that being said, man, we need to get into some Who Frauded, man. And you know, are you
yes.
going to name this promoter, or are you going to keep it
you know, incognito.
No, let me tell you something. This is the number one rule.
I'm just
frauds.
Asking.
We don't promote frauds. We don't say their names. You get no promotion over here, little homie. All I got to say is, man, listen, the promoter is not right. The way you just treating DJs, man, morally is not right, man.
But listen,
I don't know what you believe in. You believe in God. You believe in whatever. Like I said, we're not trying to take
you
to church.
They believe in the money. That's
but they
all
only
they
believe
in
money. It's okay, but listen, you got to treat people right, man.
That's right. If you treat people right, people will treat you right in
return.
What
he did to that DJ that one night, man, I can't even speak about it on here. It's not even positive, man. We over here to push positivity, unity in the community with blacks, with whites, with Spanish, with people from all around the world. Shout out to the homie from Jamaica. Yeah. Got the new restaurant. It's called Tree Turdy. We will be down there to get some oxtails.
We'll be down there.
So anyway.
We might be down there at 4:30.
So, you're right about that. But as far as who frauded, though, that, right, I just want to say one thing. This is a fraud. If you're an artist, right, and you sending me music, and you know we on FM radio.
That's right.
You know that we on iHeart radio. You know we on AM radio. And you don't send me a clean version. You're a fraud.
And what's the worst type of fraud?
Self-fraud. Listen, because your records won't get played,
that's
homie.
That's right. You're lucky we even taking the time with all the records that we get that you get
from Def Jam.
That's right.
From Rock Nation.
I say it again.
From all the top labels. Right. They send me records every week.
That's right.
I don't have to play your record, little homie.
That's
right. Playing stuff together.
CTC.
Wow, talk to him.
I have to make an announcement on the Who Frauded segment, man. Anybody, let's be clear. Anybody who creates a documentary about a culture, about anything else, and intentionally leaves out information to discredit certain people is a fraud.
Yes.
And yeah, I'm talking to you, Tariq Nasheed.
I'm
talking to you, microphone check. I'm talking to you. When you create a documentary to push a certain narrative and you're not putting the truth in, I'm going to let it be known right now. Shout out to Tex DJ Hollywood, who was the first Puerto Rican, partners with DJ Mario. And that was intentionally left out. And you know, when I watch documentaries and when I watch things, I try to have an open mind, open opinion, right?
Yes.
There's another documentary out, and I'm not going to shout out the documentary because I know some of the people in it, but they intentionally left out things towards it. It's a documentary. It's on Hulu. It's about breaking, but they intentionally left out certain people who were instrumental that particular battle.
That's corny.
And whenever, if you're going to do documentary, credit the people, whether you like them, you can do a documentary and not even see the people. You can just have the director go in and get his point of view. Don't leave out people intentionally, because you're going to get people like me, people No Frills, who coach the culture.
Yes.
People like the hip-hop co-creators.
And we are the culture.
That's right.
From the culture.
That's right. And we're going to let it be known, homie, that you are frauding.
Frauding. Pull yourself together, homie. Yo, fraud is not cool. Yeah. See, what they don't understand about people.
There used to be a song. There's no, you can't fake the funk. There's no future in faking the funk. There's
faking
no future
funk,
in fraud.
Main source.
That's right.
It's a cool classic. And the title and the motto of the song stands forever. Listen, you can't fraud on us. They don't understand, like, number one, my neighborhood. Left Eye from my neighborhood.
Wow.
Mike from Boyz II Men from my neighborhood.
Wow.
I grew up around.
Talk your
stars.
Ish. Talk
Black
your Philly ish.
From the roots used to be in my neighborhood. I ain't going to tell you what he used to be doing. That's a whole other story. Yeah.
Talk your
you know
Philly
what I mean?
Ish.
You know what I mean? Like, so I've been with Larry, EST. They used to be on my block. So
many legends.
At the end of the day, listen, I come from a neighborhood full of legends. I know the game.
You come from the culture.
I am the culture.
And you
I
are
was
the coach.
I was in the parks. You know what I'm saying? I was cutting school.
With that being said, hip hop in the park, August 10th.
Yeah, hip hop in the park, August 10th, man. Yo, shout out to my mom. Mom, I'm apologizing for leaving school to go get that Tribe Called Quest album. But I had to do it. I was that fraud.
Nah, that was not frauding, because you got a classic legendary album.
Hold on. Listen, before we wrap this joint up, because you know you got to jump in the Rolls
That's
Royce.
That's right.
And then you got to jump in the Phantom.
I got the
meetings. And you got to pick up, you got the meetings, right?
Yeah.
Name one cool classic album you love.
Oh, man, there's so many. When you say cool classic, how far do you want to go back?
Whatever, for you, it don't matter.
Notorious B.I.G.
Which
Ready
one?
Ready to Die.
Ready to Die?
Ready to Die is always the classic. Listen, usually their first albums are always their best albums. It's Dark and Hell is Hot, Can't Knock the Hustle, Everything First. Everything
yes.
First.
Yes, yes. So,
we are first, the Culture Coaches. We're going to put out our album.
We are
the
first.
Culture Coaches Presents.
But listen to this. Look, I got to leave too. Listen, man, I got to get with the Philly Superhead, because she got to service my
Don't
gas.
Don't do it again.
My gas tank. But listen, though,
Don't
check
do it
this
again.
Out. Before we leave, I got a question. And we're going to bring this back next week.
Shoot.
Do you believe that some of the titles of some of these albums, right? Yeah. Do you believe that when he said "Ready to Die,"
I believe
was
it.
He speaking it into existence? Hold on, yeah. Was he speaking it into existence?
The Bible says life and death is in the tongue. Watch what you say, homie. I do believe that you can draw that type of energy. And it's unfortunately because that back then we didn't know that. And I'm sure if he could have named it something else, he probably would, the Culture Coaches.
And yo, but listen, also, it's a crazy story about DOC, right?
Yeah.
DOC lost his voice, right?
Mm.
And next week, when we come back, we're going to talk about with something that DOC did in a video, but it actually happened to him in real life. Look, is it a mystery? Is it real? Is it fake? Hey, Val, before we wrap up,
it's always official when we tell
him. Tell him your gram.
At Viral Val 2, at Val The Voice 2.0. At Val The Voice 2.0, follow at The Culture Coaches, follow at The Hip Hop Co-Creators, and follow at DJ No Frills.
And yo, next week, we're going to talk about DOC. We're going to talk about Ready to Die. Did they speak death into existence? We are the culture. Thank you for tuning in.
The Broadcast Bullies, Famous Frills and Val the Voice, coaching the culture.
I'm Ben Affleck, and I want to thank you for joining me and supporting Paralyzed Veterans of America.
I just don't think my family would be as happy as they are without the support that I received from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Go to PVA.org to learn more.
Hi, I'm Marcus Scribner. The way we treat animals affects all of us. Cruel treatment of animals led to the pandemic crisis, killing a million people. And environmental destruction, pollution, and poaching have made our world a poorer place. To fight back, American Humane created a 10-point plan to do better by our animal friends. Visit AmericanHumane.org today and sign our New Deal for Animals to make a kinder and healthier world for all of us.